In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel may seem straightforward. We have a man who is blind, and we have Jesus. When they encounter each other, the blind man asks for Jesus to heal him, and Jesus does so. The story is not so different from the other healing miracles that we read in the Gospels. But before our eyes glaze over and we zone out, we need to remember that every part of our Gospel has a reason and message for us to hear. Not only that, but it is through repetition that we come to understand things. So while today's Gospel may look like just another healing story, let us look at it with fresh eyes and hear the amazing words and message of Christ. Jesus and his disciples have come to the city of Jericho, which is about 30 kilometers from Jerusalem, which is their final destination. As they leave the city, as is common for Jesus, he and his disciples are surrounded by a large crowd. This crowd would have been walking in front of him, telling others of who is coming. One such person to hear the crowd's excitement for who was coming is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. We are told that Bartimaeus is a blind beggar, who, as was the understanding at the time, is thought to have sinned against God in some way to receive his blindness. This is made even more clear when you understand that his father's name, Timaeus, means the respected one. So this man, who has most likely fallen out from his family favour, a family that is respected and held well in the community, is now filled with a hope that he may be healed, not just physically, but also socially. I wonder if you've ever thought about why we have some names in the Bible, but not others. As you can imagine, there are many named characters in the Bible, but there are even more unnamed. These are people who are involved in some way or another, quite often very prominently, but they do not get their names recorded. It is worth noting at this point that women's names are less in the Bible than men. Our reading today is a case in which the person receiving healing is named. Why did Bartimaeus get his name in the gospel, while many others who were healed do not? There could be a number of reasons, such as he told the disciples his name, while others didn't. The healing was seen by a large crowd, so someone knew who he was. Or that it is just a random piece of information that has been passed on. My favourite theory is that his name is remembered because he was the one telling the other disciples and the gospel writers about his encounter with Jesus many years later, and that is why it got recorded. His name, if he was telling the story, would have been associated with it and would have been passed on. There is some hint to that at the end of this reading, where it says, immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way, no longer confined to groping his blind way around the place. Bartimaeus can go wherever he wants to, but his choice is to follow Jesus on the way that leads to Jerusalem, the city of passion, death, and resurrection. And I believe that as we have his name, he continued to follow Jesus after that and proclaimed his good news to all who would listen to him. Jesus' name is also of great importance in this reading. Here we read him being called the Son of David. Previously in the gospel narratives, Jesus has silenced any messianic acclamation of this kind. The fact that he doesn't do so here maybe because the moment of his passion, which will define his messianship, is now close at hand. The healing of Bartimaeus corresponds to the earlier healing of a blind man at Bethsaida, just before the journey began. Positioned at the beginning and end of the journey, the two cures play a symbolic role, bracketing Jesus' attempt to overcome the spiritual blindness of the disciples with respect to his true identity and mission. We can see that the two-part healing of the man at Bethsaida foreshadows the partial healing of Peter's blindness when he declared Jesus as the Messiah, but still struggled to be fully healed, and that he does not understand how Jesus will fulfill his role. The blindness persists all through the journey. The quick and easy healing of Bartimaeus with his strong faith, along with his then following Jesus on the way, shows the disciples' blindness sharply, but also puts forward in hope to the eventual overcoming of this blindness. It rounds off the only partially successful enlightenment of the disciples that began at Bethsaida and introduces a new stage of enlightenment that begins with Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem. Just as the disciples were unaware of their blindness, are we unaware of our own blindness? Of our own inability to recognize Jesus who is passing through our everyday lives? I think that we all do this from time to time. We forget that we are called to have faith in the living God. Sometimes we are too busy, or don't place enough importance on spending time with God and building our relationship. This can lead us to be like the disciples, spiritually blind to the faith directly in front of us. From the depths of our spiritual poverty and disabilities, do we urgently ask for insightful faith so that we may recognize who Jesus really is? Or are we reluctant to leave even the small, secure territory of our reputation or material comfort that we have staked out for ourselves and push forward to Jesus, ready to enter with him into whatever Jerusalem he will lead us into, with his promise of a share in his passion, death, and resurrection? I know that I would much rather be like Bartimaeus and be stumbling in the dark, crying out for the Lord with faith, than the disciples who can see the Lord but not understand. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, you heal the blind and the lame. You are near to the broken-hearted. Increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may stand up, be healed, and follow you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.